The Supreme Court has issued a decision on one of the major voting rights cases on their docket this year about purging voter rolls in Ohio. In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that Ohio could remove people who had not voted in 6 years and had not answered a mailed confirmation notice during that time. Josh Gerstein is a senior reporter for Politico. Josh, thanks for coming back.
Hey, happy to be with you, Tanzina.
So let's talk about the case that started it all.
So it's out of Ohio and involves the process that Ohio uses for what people call purging their voter rolls. But other states use similar processes. And this was really a test of what states are required to do, or as some might think, what they can get away with when they're going through this process of trying to cull out people from the voter rolls who maybe have moved, died, or for whatever other reason might not be eligible to vote anymore.
Now, a lot of the impetus for this, from what I understand, is also a question of stopping voter quote-unquote fraud, right? I mean, we don't see that many instances of voter fraud. Is this politically motivated or racially motivated?
It's hard to say exactly what people's motivations are. You're right, there is a specific element on the right, a fairly conservative element that's been pushing this voter fraud issue for some time. It often involves concerns about allegedly illegal immigrants of voting, although the evidence of that kind of thing, especially in person, is pretty limited. But Congress has put some provisions in the law that do call on states to do some things to police their voter rolls. And the question really is, you know, what are they allowed to do under those provisions?
Now, this, of course, was the first voting rights case that Justice Neil Gorsuch heard on the bench. What does this tell us, or does this give us any insight into how this court may rule on upcoming gerrymandering cases, for example?
I'd say it's limited insight. I mean, the opinion, Gorsuch joined with all the Republicans in this 5-4 decision. It went pretty much entirely along party lines. The gerrymandering decisions are expected to be potentially a little bit different. It's really Justice Anthony Kennedy's vote that hangs in the balance there. And he's somebody who has said previously that he has pretty serious concerns about partisan gerrymandering and would be willing to block it if he saw a case where he thought it would be sort of a judicially manageable process to do it.
Now, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about voting in recent years, particularly after this last election. And one of the things that's come up is automatic registration, right? Incentivizing voters and Americans to go to the polls. This would appear to have the opposite effect, or no?
Yeah, it is kind of the opposite effect. I don't know that it would prohibit automatic registration, but it's an interesting way in which this process of trying to strip voters from the rolls can have a disparate impact on different communities. You can imagine some minority communities say that they may move for various reasons. Perhaps more often, younger people, just as a general matter, tend to move more often than older folks. And there's also buried in here a little bit of a technological divide. There may be some young people that just don't respond to these mailed snail mail notices that they get. I know a lot of young people that don't take mail anywhere. And so maybe it's something the system just needs to modernize for the 21st century.
And from what we understand, this is one of the most aggressive states to purge its rolls in Ohio. Are voters in Ohio or potential voters aware of the limitations on their ability to vote?
I doubt it. I mean, they may become aware when they try to go in to vote in an election thinking they're registered and then finding out that they're not. But given the picture that was painted of some of these folks not responding to mailings they've received, to successive mailings, I guess we should say to mailings that we don't know for sure whether they received or not, it's hard to know whether people are really in the loop or really aware of the process. I would say a lot of the people fighting over this process are certainly well aware of keeping themselves registered. It really becomes a question of folks that are perhaps more loosely tied to the political process and what's going to happen on those occasions when they decide to dip their toe into the water and actually cast a ballot.
And I guess finally, would this signal to other states that will follow suit, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think this will definitely be a signal that will embolden the voter fraud or anti-voter fraud crusaders in different states. It's been a decades-long concern of many advocates on the right to try to police the voter rolls. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a more aggressive move on this front by people who feel emboldened by the Supreme Court decision.
Josh Gerstein is a senior reporter for Politico. Josh, thanks again.
Sure, Tanzina, take care.